Our next guest has a couple of colorful lines in the notes, and I always love reading his stuff. Here's one line. Markets took the on-ramp to a highway to hell. No stop signs, no speed limits. Let's say good morning to Ben Emmons, Managing Director at Global Macro of Global Macro Strategy at Medley Global Advisors. Ben, colorful comments there. I would have to say that the equity markets have been down, but actually have remained pretty orderly. But currencies are another story altogether. If you put it all together, my question for you, Ben, is, are we getting closer to instability in financial markets that might draw concern from the Fed?
It could be, Brian, because, you know, what happened on Friday was, you know, a collision, if you will, between fiscal monetary policy in the UK having to make difficult decisions, but that's not different than what the ECB will face and what even the Fed will face here in the US, right? As much as they think there's a soft landing or they could manage that to some extent, the choices around it are really difficult. So the challenges that we're seeing in that UK market had a spillover to US markets. And I think this is what you want to take notice of in terms of your question, the instability that comes from that, right? Because it's basically a story that we've had seen before coming out of Europe, a specific country getting into a lot of challenge with a global spillover. So I think we need to be ready for a rough week. There's going to be a fair bit of speakers from the Bank of England out the next few days. They may indeed arrest or try to arrest the pound, just like the Bank of Japan did that last week with the yen, or at least do something. But that may be a brief respite, right? There's a lot of pressure building here. So I think we're in for quite a volatility period.
Intervention certainly can be a panacea when, you know, you've got oversold conditions in your currency and, you know, you've got fundamentals that perhaps don't support the view for selling it. But when you do have fundamental reasons to be selling things and, you know, you do ultimately see things such as spreads, et cetera, in play, isn't intervention actually ultimately pointless?
Yeah, it could be, Rich, because, you know, if you do take the specific case of the UK, current account deficit, fiscal deficit, both will worsen as a result of these fiscal plans and are worsening because of inflation. So the pound reacts to that. Then you have a Bank of England coming with another like strong policy over it, right? And they forecast a recession. So the whole fundamental picture just gets worse and worse and causes this spiral. And that's likened to what can happen in emerging markets with the extreme example of Turkey. So intervention sometimes may not work. I think in the case of Japan last week, it was somewhat initially successful because of yield curve control, where you do control a bond market. That's not yet happening in the UK. And that's why I think markets will be really keen on seeing next week. It's not only the currency, but it's what they're going to do about that gilt market. Maybe the Bank of England will delay its plan to sell gilts. But either so, difficult choices, right? You continue to deal with high inflation and it has to be tackled with. You can't grow yourself out of inflation, what they try to do in the UK. So difficult situation. Yeah.
How about in the US? Do the fundamentals look better than what the market's suggesting?
Well, the recent string of data says so, you know, both on manufacturing services as well as employment, that continues to be, you know, a decent economy, call it that way, right? It's certainly not a recession.
Yeah.
So in that regard, yes, yeah, strong dollar.
Tell me something. What would your advice be for the moment for anybody who wants to dip their toe into this market?
Yeah, it sounds boring, Rich, but you would be quote unquote diversified and really think about it as that. And there's two ways to do that, by the way, right? So if you look at bonds, you want to stay on the really front end of the yield curve and really back end of the yield curve, because anything in the middle, that duration risk continues to be really high as rates will keep rising. Whereas with stocks, it's really about, since the lows of June until Friday, you would expect to see healthcare, utilities, and that staple sort of sectors to outperform. If you look within that, there's a lot of companies that have been, you know, doing pretty well in terms of those performance, as in, you know, a free cash flow and high dividend yield, that sort of boring stocks. You do the two together, bonds and stocks, that way you get what we call a barbell portfolio. That could work for the time being. You stay invested, you're not fully in cash, you lower volatility, you earn some yield on dividend and interest, and that way you're not out of the market until better times, right, ahead.
We're very close to the June lows for the S&P 500, 3693 at the moment. We finished up at 3666 back in mid-June. It feels like there's a flush coming in equity markets. And I say that as a journalist. It just feels like there really is nothing to really get people incentivized with the Fed this hawkish. Do you share that view, Ben, or do you think that we're almost close to bottoming somewhere around the June lows?
No, you want to be careful about that bottom picking, because it just shows, right, that there was a lot of conviction in June. That was the bottom, and we had a big rebound from there. But we came all the way back to that bottom. So basically, you ended up with no return as a result, right? So I think you want to be wary, because we're going into not only a difficult period for the markets in terms of data and earnings and those types of things, we also deal with this escalation again between Russia and Ukraine that I think brings in more geopolitical risk. And then, of course, the UK situation, which, interestingly, had a big spillover effect on Friday. So I think you do not want to pick the bottom. You want to play this barbell idea so you don't have to pick the bottom, but stay invested very defensively. I think that's the way to do it.
What, Ben, ultimately, and you know, it's something which you only realize after the event in the rearview mirror, but what does capitulation look like?
Well, I think in that case, Rich, you're getting a significant outflow out of equities and bonds combined together. The VIX then does finally go over 40, which is really considered to be a stress level that we haven't seen yet. And you would get a major flight into the dollar, right? Even more than what we've seen so far. I think that would be true capitulation. You know, we've seen some elements, but it's not a financial crisis situation. It's more economic issue, right? We have difficult choices to make to combat inflation. And I think that's what the market keeps struggling with day by day.
Yeah, if you look at the Hang Seng Index from 31,000 down to 17,009, it feels like it's been rolling capitulation for the past year and a half. You've got the Hang Seng Index constituent members trading on 6 times earnings, yet it still looks like, you know, it's perilous to pick a bottom. Does you know, for major equity markets to be down 50%, is that something that gets anyone's attention?
Yeah, it would be. And that is extreme because, you know, the history of bear markets show more an average of 32% down, peak to trough, right? So, and you're talking about real bear markets like we've seen in the 70s. So 50% is really dramatic decline. Not impossible, of course, but it would, I think, really spark people to look at, okay, there must be at some point a leveling off of all the selling. And it starts to rebound from there, right? There is a lot of cash on the sidelines. And it is really bearish out there that has each time led to a rebound. So I don't think it's different this time, but we're dealing with an inflation problem. And the solution on that requires tweaking of policies. And that's what continues to cause this friction every day. I think we'll see the really turn in inflation, which the strong dollar may actually really help to do that. Then I think you could have the boats lifted again and you get that sentiment reversed to a more positive outlook.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us, your Sunday evening, our Monday morning here in Hong Kong. That's Ben Emmons there, Managing Director of a Global Macro Strategy at Medley Global Advisors, getting his take on the market action.